Pig Radio, KPIG Freedom, California, KPYG Cayucas, 94.9, and kpig.com. Well, here we are then at a minute past 7 o'clock. It's time for all the news you never knew you needed to know till right now with Travis T. Hip.
Well, indeed. Small victories, but nevertheless significant for the first time in their existence. The Occupy Wall Street movement in Davis, California, has succeeded in driving a bank off campus. There was one bank branch, U.S. Bank, that operated on campus, and ever since the OWS protests and the tear gassing, etc. up there, the students involved with OWS have been picketing outside of the bank, generally harassing customers and making it hard for the bank to do business in town. They threw in the towel over the weekend and or yesterday after the weekend and are closing down the bank branch, which is kind of abstract, but when you come right down to it, OWS, the Occupy movement nationally, is generally focused on the malfeasance of banks and the financial industry. And this is the first skirmish in which the actual victory goes to OWS, which is asking more for you again. They want to declare May Day as a day off. Don't go shopping. Don't travel. Don't go to work. Stay home and appreciate all that you have in the way of leisure time for one day to protest over, among other things, the treatment of the OWS protesters by Bloomberg and his minions in New York City on last weekend, where the police used the excuse of a six-month rally and appreciation to crack down hard on Zoiki Square. And they've moved out a bunch of people. They arrested 73, some of whom were beaten up a little bit excessively, even for the New York cops. Report of a cyber attack. The situation now has turned into history, been researched, and we know for sure that whoever did it, and the Israelis and the United States are both disclaiming it, that the attacks on the cyber system, on the internet system, against Tehran and its nuclear program over there were real. They worked. They sent one worm over there, which changed the settings on the speed of rotation for the centrifuges that are used to essentially enrich the uranium. 1,000 of their centrifuges ran up to around 4,000, 5,000 RPM and came apart. Totally wiped out that whole section of there. Seen another worm, separate one, also was planted so that it just screwed up the mathematics. You know, 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, that kind of thing. When you can put that into the basic mathematics of somebody's system, everything gets screwed up, and by the time they figure out what's wrong and trace it back, more stuff is screwed up. These are historically the first two attacks of the really serious cyber war, one nation against another. Tehran has not commented yet on the report, but it was a pretty fair play. What else is, let's see, situation in Illinois today. The primary process back there is going to grind itself into little pieces. That's how they do politics in that state. Mitt Romney is not only featured by 2-1 in the polls, but the Santorum campaign managed not to register in 14 of these districts. Therefore, the best they can get is 40 votes, or the delegate votes, whereas there are 54 to be had by Romney if he can pull it off. Other news of note and interest. What is it? I can't read my own notes this morning. Mexico. Yes, the Mexican story. broke yesterday on NBC, thanks to, among other things, the work of Rachel Maddow in putting it together. The last of the radioactive, high-energy radioactive material, enriched uranium, the last of it is gone from Mexico in a really secret operation. The Mexican, American, and Canadian governments put together an operation which removed all of the fissionable material, both fresh and already irradiated, moved it across Mexico, across the Gulf, up the East Coast, and it is now repository at Oak Ridge, Tennessee, where it will be diluted down. Right now it's dangerous stuff in the 70% range or above. They'll dilute it down to 25 to 35% and use it in power plants around the world, etc. But the point is, Mexico has disarmed itself in the nuclear contest around the world. And probably a good idea when you stop and consider that there are people out there who are terrorists by profession who would love to get their hands on some of that material. And there are drug cartels in Mexico fighting for control of that country who would be very willing to sell to some of those people for hard cash. So it's a good move, well taken care of. Hooray for our side. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio on a Tuesday election day in Illinois. Stay tuned.